Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Kalen Patterson, P4P Real Talk, Midwest Muscle in the house, in your eardrums, on the radio waves. Anyway, we are reaching you, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, like what does Roy?
That would be like a Mack truck through ice cream. I almost forgot what I was saying.
Covered and coated in snickerdoodle because it's so good on everything you want to eat and enjoy. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's chit-chat with the banter. Hello, Desiree. How you doing?
Hello. I am fantastic. And I just have to say congratulations on stepping up on stage over the past weekend, Kalen Patterson. It has been a long, long journey, and you did it. And I was so excited for you. So good job, my man. Good job. I was happy to see you getting out there doing your thing.
Well, thank you much. It's one of the most interesting preps that I've had to do. Nothing dealing with diet or anything else, just all of life's bumps in the road. And this one had to be one of the most interesting, if nothing else. Great show. Ray Binkowski is always stepping up to the plate. He really takes care of the athletes. Some people still aren't getting the understanding that we're doing natural shows. They're used to the Rockford NPC kind of shows. So, you know, they were surprised when they were asked not to step on stage because they had, you know, either not passed their poly or not passed the drug test. So, you know, thankfully they catch that stuff earlier now. And it's good to see that the promoters are following through with their promises, as well as the athletes, for the most part, following through with theirs. I'm very glad that the season is starting. I mean, I'm really excited on what the future holds for all athletes, and congrats to all who made their pro cards. We do have the videos uploaded, and we'll be getting them out soon. Dez, do you have anything?
You know, I just want to, before we get to our guests, and so we won't take this for very long, but I know that this show was kind of like a, you know, dip your toe in the water, see how things are progressing type of show. So it's part of your strategy because you've got several shows on your radar coming up. So how do you feel like that works for you? Did you walk away, you know, definitely with some ideas of what it is you want to tweak going into the next show? Do you feel like this was a good warm-up show? Or how did that all play out for you?
Well, for the most part, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, because of the interesting things that led up to the prep and getting ready to get on stage, you know, there was an injury that I just could not get past, and it affected my posing a great deal. And, you know, we talk about posing all the time, and everyone was trying to be kind and polite, and I was like, guys, I've sat in the judge's seat, so trust me, I know when somebody's on and when they're not, and I was not on, and it's just not going to happen because anytime I put pressure on that leg, it failed, and I just could not get those quads or the hammies to pop out, and the glutes definitely didn't want to do anything because they were basically bruised beyond reason. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You got to live with what you got, and you take the best to the stage, and hopefully it works out in your favor. If I would have won, it wouldn't have been a good victory, and I wouldn't have been happy with it because I know I didn't give my best. And, I hear a lot of athletes talk about it. I share that ideology. It's not something you want to overlook or overstate. Posing is a big part of it, and if you practice posing, you definitely know when you're on and when you're not. And I knew that I was far from first place, and I'm just happy to place in the top five.
Well, there you did, and you got on stage, and just I think that speaks for itself. And so happy healing going over the next couple of weeks, and hopefully those legs and glutes will do what they need to do so you're in a better spot at the next show. But that is that, and let's move on. So why don't you set us up for tonight?
Well, this is going to be an interesting show because we've been in the heart of Texas, and I love the fact that we can speak so highly of that region because more and more and more they're stepping up and saying, you know, the natural voice needs to be heard. And I'm enjoying that it's such a diverse group that are doing so, because when you have diversity in anything, you cover all aspects of what's going on. And I've just been really excited about what's been happening in Texas. And I know Daz has been picking at me to get back down to Texas. I've actually visited Texas many times for national athletes, just not at shows because I didn't know of any at the time that I went down there. So, you know, it's interesting to hear about these different ideas and different aspects of what's being presented and the platform and the foundation. But Javier is going to join us today, and he's going to introduce himself, and he's also going to tell us what he's been offering and what he has to offer to the natural bodybuilding community. So, Javier, please introduce yourself, and let's get this show started.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Kaylin and Desiree. I just want to start off by saying thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity. You guys, you know, you guys have me on, and I'm excited. I'm very excited, especially kind of what you started saying about Texas and kind of, you know, we're trying to expand and kind of reach that, you know, have those natural athletes heard, just like you said earlier. And before I continue, I just wanted to let you know that Mr. Todd Rogers, he sends a big hello to you guys. So I just wanted to say that. And yeah. So, yeah. Now, hopefully he's out there listening. I sent him the information, so I hope he's on and he's listening. So, again, my name is Javier Valladares. I'm the owner of Corporate Forward Fitness, and I run my business out of Dallas, Texas. And I've been doing that. It hasn't been very long. I think it wasn't until about possibly late 2014, 2015 that I decided to go into business for myself and pursue, you know, professional fitness training. But prior to that, I was a teacher for over 10 years, and then I worked for, I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard of the Cooper Institute. And it was a partnership between them and the NFL, and I did some children's fitness testing, so I was involved in that. And so, again, you know, kind of I was in that corporate world, I guess you could say, for a while. And as I was getting closer to 40, years old, I thought, well, you know what, hey, I want to try to have my own business, and I think this is the direction I want to go. And my passion, I've had a passion for natural bodybuilding forever, since I was young. And so I just figured, you know what, it's now or never. If I fail, at least I tried. And if I can always go back to, I could always go back to teaching or doing some research. But it's actually, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, my business has grown fairly quickly. And so, you know, I specialize more in female fitness, you know, transformation and bodybuilding, powerlifting. I'm kind of, I would say 98-99% of my clientele are female, but I do have a couple of guys. And so here I am. I've been working with Denny Kakos over the last couple of years and with the INBA. And I'm sure you guys, if you're aware of what, you know, who the INBA is, and, you know, they're the largest Olympic level tested bodybuilding organization, you know, in the world. And so I was able to get together, and we had our very first show on May 5th of 2018. It was the Urban Physique Naturals, and it went really, really well. I was surprised that, it wasn't just area athletes. You know, we had some people from the East Coast and some from the West Coast. And so I was excited to see that, you know, the word had kind of spread. And so it was good. And so this year we have our second annual Urban Physique Naturals, and it is growing a little bit more. I'm excited about this particular one because we will also be having a sanctioned USAPL powerlifting meet called the USAPL
nice.
Dallas Champions. So,
oh, wow.
So it's now we have two sports. It'll be going on at the exact same time. We've got about just on the bodybuilding side of it, I have about 15, 17 sponsors. We're going to have a really, really big prizes, and so I'm excited. Last year, I think I had maybe just two sponsors, and it's grown to over 15. And so I am excited that I feel that the community is coming together, and I'm able to get small businesses and even some larger businesses to come in and support drug-tested athletes. And so my vision, and I have told – some people and those that know me closely know what my vision is for natural bodybuilding in itself, and just not just bodybuilding, but drug tested sports is, you know, we've all heard of, you know, the Arnold Sports, the Arnold Expo. We've heard of, you know, the Europa, which happens now in a few cities in the U.S. My vision has been to have the largest drug tested or drug free sport expo. And I know, I think David Enall in Austin, you know, I'm not sure where that stands, but I know he tried it, for a couple of years. And so I have had some commitments from, you know, CrossFit and UN Strongman. But I think what would become the obstacle is having organizations that don't have drug testing policies and procedures in place. I think that is what may be the obstacle. And so, you know, when I spoke to Denny Kekos and the Kekos family, and we were talking about having this USAPL powerlifting meet, immediately the question was, are they a drug-free organization, drug-tested? If they're not, you know, we can't affiliate, we can't partnership. So, you know, Denny, is really feel strongly about this. Yes.
Hold on. We have one statement from Corin, and she's saying,
yes,
if it's your event, then you could basically have your standards, and if anybody shows up, they'd have to fall under it. Do you agree?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I guess like you were talking about earlier, how some athletes were asked to not compete, it would basically be the same thing. And if they, you know, can't pass the testing, they can't go through the urine testing, then they come, you know, test positive, then, you know, the disqualification definitely would be, you know, it would be in order. So, but it is exciting. This year, there will be two competitions. I will have two shows downtown Dallas. At least I'm not sure if you are aware, but we will be having it is an inaugural show. It's on October the 5th. It is the Mr. and Ms. Galaxy. And this show in particular, it's part of the, PNBA Elite World Tour. And, so
nice.
I'm excited that, yeah, the Kekos family decided to put that as part of the World Tour, which is really, neat because that's a series of prestigious and, kind of globally recognized world titles. And they have, you know, we got, you know, large earnings and guaranteed prize money and placement points and prizes. And so it's really cool to take this and put it as part of the tour, especially the fact that it's the very, very first show. So, you know, they've entrusted that I can pull that off. And so they're going to, you know, the family will be in here. And so it's happening. I think it's starting here in Texas. I feel like it's been one of those where you're kind of pulling teeth. And if you guys know anything about Texas and the NPC, of course, they have competitions every single weekend of the year. And so getting athletes to try to come on and compete with you on stage, or trying to get sponsors or people, you know, support, it's tough. I found it that has been probably for me the hardest thing doing this and promoting a drug-free show. It's, you know, you meet people at the gym and you run into people at all, you know, all different places, and immediately they're like, oh yeah, I'm doing an NPC show and I'm doing an NPC in it, and nothing against the NPC or the IFBB or Physique America, nothing against them, but you know, for me it's like, hey, if you're a natural athlete, if you're 100% drug-free, why wouldn't you just compete that way, you know? And so that has that kind of has been the difficult thing for me. But I'm excited for this year. It feels like it's going to be a big year.
Well, it sounds like it, and definitely, you know, hats off to all that you're doing. And I'm glad to see that your show is growing. And we know that, you know, there are struggles in Texas. It is an NPC stronghold. And when we had our last guest from Texas a week or two ago, we had some listeners not so happy with some of the things that we had to say, especially. You know, with the sentiment of, you know, you need to leave Texas alone. But I think what the growth in your show alone is demonstrating is that, you know, there's a demand for it. Once people start to understand what's available to them, and like you said, if you've committed in your mind to being a drug-free athlete, then why not just compete in a drug-free show? And now that there are more and more opportunities popping up in Texas, I just feel like that's really going to continue to snowball as more and more athletes understand that they do have options, and choice is a good thing. I don't care what side of the fence you're on, choice is always a good thing, and I hope more natural athletes make the choice for natural shows.
Exactly, and I think just like you said, you know, you mentioned having the opportunities, I think a lot of drug-free natural athletes, I think a lot of it, at least what has been response by, you know, people that I run into, I think their biggest thing is I'll ask, well, why do you not compete naturally if you are a natural competitor? And they say, well, I want exposure. I want more exposure. And I feel like if I do this one, if I go to the NPC and then I become a pro, you know, I have more exposure. Well, that may have been true a couple of years ago and even last year. But as of today, I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but as of today, Ironman Magazine have you guys heard about the news of Iron Man Magazine?
It's a
big deal.
It is a big deal.
That is a big deal because last November, you know, Danny Kagos and Doug Grant, they came together and purchased Iron Man Magazine with the vision that, you know, drug-free athletes, drug-tested athletes, and not just bodybuilders, but, you know, basketball players. And so now the level, the standard is a little higher. That level playing field seems to be evening out a little bit. So when, you know, somebody comes and says, well, I want exposure, well, why don't you get on NBA or PNBA stage, and you may
That's
be
right.
featured in Iron Man Magazine. So I think that is a big, big deal. You know, in history, I think that's going to be a great way to have more exposure. And that new, it was released actually today. So and if you guys got to get your hands on that. I've been trying to get mine, and I've been busy all day long. I'm excited for that. I'm excited just for that because I think now what's the excuse when someone says, hey, I want more exposure? Well, you can get it. You can get it. And so that's exciting. Just that in itself is awesome.
I've seen a lot of great. I haven't seen the magazine yet, although, Kaylin, I know you had your copy pre-ordered, but I've seen a lot of photos and articles on social media, so I know a lot of people have picked it up and are thumbing through it. So I've got to get out there and get my copy.
Mario Lopez jumped on that. I don't know if you got he's got this new tequila brand. I forget what it's called. I think it has the word Mexico or Spanish, something like that. I didn't exactly see, but Mario Lopez is on that, and he's advertising his new you know, tequila company, you know, drink and his brand. So that's who would have thought of all people he would have been on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? All right, guys. Mm-hmm. So we've got a question from Neil, and it's a valid question. So here we go. I'm going to open this up to both you, Javier, and Kaylin. But he's saying, why do you guys feel a need to pick on the drug community? So I think he's really targeting Kaylin and I with this question more than you.
Oh.
If your naturals be happy, and let the enhanced people be happy too.
Go ahead.
Kaylin, why don't you go ahead and kick us off on this one?
Well, this is pretty easy because, you know, if we're going to talk about entities, if we're going to talk about industry, you can't have a monopoly and say things are going fairly. There's no way that works. It hasn't worked in the past. There's laws against it. And when you say that basically the drug community can keep dipping into the natural ranks and getting whoever and have them believing they're competing in a balanced environment, in a fair environment, that's simply not true. For the natural industry to have an existence creates true competition as well, where you have something that's other than a monopoly. So let's just speak from a business point of view. You can't have one side coming up with every idea because you limit all kinds of growth, all kinds of creative thoughts, processes, and anything that's going to grow the sport fully. If you just have one idea, one ideology, it seems to basically stagnate any progression that would work on the benefit of the athlete and the industry as a whole. That's just the business side of it. When you talk about the health side of it, then you're talking about two different ideologies. One is one of health and fitness. One is of body enhancing. So that's different in itself. When you talk about getting on stage, there's two different driving forces for a natural athlete as compared to an enhanced individual. One, we have people that have basically transformed their lives because of a health scare from a doctor, a family experience, a friend, you know, passing away, a commitment, a promise, something like that. What Javier said is what really separates a familial understanding of competition as compared to an exposure kind of competition, win at all costs kind of thinking. You're talking about two different mindsets. A lot of times there's a lot of clashing of minds because we're not on the same page in our thinking. It would be better for a natural to compete on a natural stage because there's a better understanding of competing naturally. It would be better for an enhanced person to compete on an enhanced stage because he shares similar thinking and past experiences to get to that state. Natural athletes doing what they do in an enhanced environment usually causes a lot of clashing of thinking. And it's confusing that they'd be willing to do that all for the intent of exposure other than the fact that they were already headed in that direction anyway. So it's better to have a better understanding that we are different in our thinking and we are different in the roads we take to basically prepare ourselves to be on a stage and compete in the first place. So, Neil, I get your question. It doesn't make sense to me that people would risk their health for exposure because then you're limited in how long you're going to be exposed. The health risk will never be understood by me because, you know, if we're doing this to basically transform our bodies, shouldn't our minds be progressively going in a more positive direction other than drug use? So, you know, if you feel a need to defend what you defend, that's on you. But for me, I hope to God that I never have a true understanding of a drug-related mind as compared to a natural understanding that I want to be healthier and more fit as I age and basically enjoy my time around family, friends, and loved ones. Anybody else have anything to add?
No, I think you covered it, Javier.
Yeah, I was just going to say I agree wholeheartedly, 100%. And I don't view it as us picking. I've never felt like we're picking on that side or we're picking on non-drug tested events. I've never viewed it that way. It's the exact same sport. And Desiree, you said it earlier, it comes down to choice. It's the same sport. It's just the choice that individuals are making, whether it's, you know, it's because of health, it's because of, you know, something moralistic, their values, or even the legal aspects of it. Whatever their choice is, they've made that choice. And I've never looked at it as, well, we're picking on them. That's my opinion. I've never seen it that way.
And the only thing I'm going to throw in to top this off is just that, you know, P4P Real Talk was created for the natural community. That's our focus. That's where our hearts lie. And, you know, those are the athletes and promoters and the aspect of the sport that we're here to showcase. And so if it seems a little lopsided, then that's probably why, because it is. Because it is. We don't represent bodybuilding as a whole. We represent natural bodybuilding. And there you have it.
That's good.
So, Javier, talk to us. What made you decide that you wanted to become a promoter?
I think it comes down to passion. I have always, number one, I've always loved bodybuilding since I was really, really young. I've started working out at a fairly young age, and I grew up actually in South Texas, where it was, where every single drug, every single steroid, either human or a veterinary, was easily accessible. You drive across the border and purchase them, and I knew a lot of people in high school, which I thought I was kind of mind. It was this mind-boggling thing being in high school, knowing that there were, you know, all these football players that would all go down to Mexico and they'd get injections from their local doctor or veterinary doctor, and then they would come back and they wouldn't bring anything across. So there was this where they really weren't breaking the law. But there were so many high school kids that would do it, and it was easy to do down there. And so, but even way back then, I had made that choice that I was never going to do that. I was never going to cross that line. And I've just been passionate with just natural bodybuilding from the beginning, even when I was, I would say, blind. And the reason I say blind is because, you know, as a young kid, you look up at a lot of these, you know, famous bodybuilders, and never would you think, well, they're taking something illegal. Why would they do that? The magazine just says they take creatine and that's it. So you have to believe, you know, you believe that, and you don't, or maybe denial, or who knows what it is, but you just want to believe that's exactly what they're taking. They say creatine and that's it. So I think I've just been motivated and driven by that passion to want to promote just natural bodybuilding in itself. So I've been to a lot of different shows, you know, tested, non-drug tested. And it wasn't, you know, I started talking and thinking more about it, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And I would say, you know, I really want to have my own show one day. I want to have my own show. And I just would, you know, just kind of started speaking it out loud. And it comes, you know, you said earlier, you want the voice of that natural bodybuilding to be heard. Well, it can't be heard if it's just being whispered across the U.S. And so yeah. I think the more events we have annually, whether it's in Texas or anywhere, the more and more we have, the more opportunities we have, we will grow larger in number. And I don't know if you guys, I don't know who put this statistic out. It's been a long time, and I don't know where I read it. I read it in a particular article one time, where it was kind of like this divide between natural organizations, how, you know, there are so many just in the U.S. themselves versus non-drug tested organizations. You know, there's just a handful of non-drug tested orgs compared to natural bodybuilding organizations, and kind of that divide of, you know, if we actually all came together, you know, we really would be larger than any non-drug tested organization in the world. But I think it's just this, you know, you keep yours over there. And so I don't remember where I read this. Sorry, it was just a statistic I had read somewhere. So now that I've had my first show and having the support from Denny and the INBA, that's more motivating just to me, because it's like, you know, I know that he does hold, you know, his events to a higher standard, and he need, you know, he wants them a certain way. They have to be done a certain way. And so that's just, for me, I want to make sure they're done the way he says it. And, you know, and so I do look up to him. And so, I just want natural athletes to have a stage to compete at a level playing field that will lead them up to, you know, a big, you know, end of the year contest, which again, it's the Natural Olympia. And, if you guys, I'm not sure if you guys have ever been to the Natural Olympia, but it's, if you've never been, you've got to go. It's, you know, it's, you got, you know, several hundred athletes from all around the world, and just seeing everybody up there, you're motivated, you're inspired, and, you know, and you think, you know, it's, you want to be connected and be a part of that. And again, we are a natural bodybuilder, so we are biased to that, but just knowing that, hey, all these athletes up there have just, you know, they've busted their butts year round. Have they been tempted in the past? Probably. I'm sure we all have at some point, but they've made that choice again to stay drug free. And so, you know, that's, I think just being that promoter, wanting to continually promote natural bodybuilding and drug free sports in the area and all across the U.S. is just, it's just great. It feels good to just be connected to everyone else. Hey, if that answers,
no doubt.
I don't know if that answered your question.
Were you jumping in with some additional thoughts?
But this is going back to the picking part, because you know, I can't make a connection between bodybuilding and body enhancing. And so I don't think it's picking at all. I think one of the biggest things that we have in our heart is that some of the natural athletes are coveting the look of the enhanced individuals, but they still want to keep their natural status in their mind. But in reality, their hearts are far from the natural athlete, because I've seen a really bad progression of the people that claim a natural status, but they post more about the enhanced community than they do their own. And it's kind of embarrassing to basically speak on that until the child comes out in your mind and you start focusing on these, and they truly are larger than life individuals that have no relevance to anything that you proclaim as far as being that guy or that woman. You know, I've met a guy that basically was so hurt that he could look like he did if he had only chose a natural status. And his, you know, we've had guests on the show that basically can't have children, and they're only 20. I think he was 26, Des, if I'm not mistaken, now. But he found out that he wouldn't be. Go ahead.
No, I said yes, late 20s.
Yeah. So, you know, and these are the things that are happening from the people that choose that lifestyle. And there's nothing healthy about that. And so it's not picking. It's just, if you call someone to be aware of the truth, that's not picking. It's basically getting the information out there that's truthful and give someone a better option. There's still going to be people that make that choice. That's it. That's their choice. I mean, people choose to use heroin. People choose to use cocaine. People choose to abuse opioids. So, you know, there's going to be that market out there. I mean, we're not, and like Des says, we're real talk, and we were set up for the natural athlete because the enhanced community already had so many avenues, doorways, and paths made available for them to basically get themselves out there and be known. The natural athlete didn't have that option. So if you're talking about picking, it would almost seem just the opposite, where the natural athlete is being picked on, because we're never allowed to speak loudly. Like Javier said, we can't be whispering in the hope that someone will hear us, because, I mean, we're not E.F. Hutton. So if we're going to be doing what we do, then we should be out there speaking about us more outspoken, more diligent, and more with the understanding that we can be better at marketing ourselves. And I don't think that's picking at all when you say, I have a voice and I have a right to be heard. it just doesn't connect to me like we're doing something wrong by being outspoken. And the natural athletes are out there. It's just that the natural shows weren't catching up to the areas where they actually could compete in mass numbers. And I'm thanking God that Texas is showing to be one of those other markets that is more than available and ready to have that increase for people basically to still enjoy lives with their families. Because I will say it until I die. I am sick and tired of losing friends basically to that unspoken secret of drug abuse simply because it's steroids and it's being accepted more and more in mainstream society.
I agree. You're right. You're absolutely right. I know you earlier you mentioned having proclaimed natural athletes and natural bodybuilders posting more about non-drug tested athletes organizations or events. I have seen. I don't know if it's just I thought it had been just me or I kept thinking, well, maybe I'm just looking for that. But I have noticed over the last several years that you have more and more self-proclaimed natural bodybuilders that are doing more and more events that are not tested or promoting those particular organizations. And again, against the choice, there's nothing wrong with that. But I start to question what is causing, like, what is that thinking of, I am a natural athlete, but I'm going to go ahead and compete in 7 non-tested shows and 1 tested show throughout the year. So I don't, there's a decision making, there's that choice. And I don't know how that happens, or again, is it exposure? Is it possibly trying to, sponsorship? I don't know where it comes from, but like you said earlier, I feel if your mind is already headed in that direction, and you feel you're moving in that direction as an athlete itself, then there's a lot of athletes transitioning in that. Kind of transitioning that way, and they're going in that direction. And again, nothing wrong with that. But if you're a true athlete, I just feel it's in my opinion, if you're a true athlete and you believe in that healthy lifestyle, being well, being naturally fit. Even if you don't compete, you are in that, that organic, natural, healthy lifestyle. I don't feel that you would easily be persuaded to move to the other side. Does that make sense?
But
I do see it. I do see it quite a bit. I've seen a lot of you now on Instagram and Facebook and just friends in general that you see that used to compete. And then for me, it's a little sad that I do see these, kind of like the icons of natural bodybuilding of the early 2000s and the mid 2000s. They were the greats. And then now you see them on another stage and you think, man, that's too bad. You were awesome. And there were kind of these iconic people that we looked up to, and they were pillars of the community, or they were the ones that probably could have had a louder voice, louder than we possibly could have. But then they're no longer here. We don't have their support anymore. They've decided to do other things. And, but that doesn't mean we don't have greater athletes coming out, because we definitely do. We got, Rob Terry and he's genetically gifted, and he's a big boy, but it's people like him and other, I'm sure, plenty more athletes that, it's my hopes are that they continue on that natural lifestyle, the natural path, and they can be those voices for us that are not always heard on a daily basis or don't have a huge following.
We definitely do.
Yeah.
Yep, we do, without a doubt. Dale is chiming in and says, Brandon Lirio said it best, you guys should put your money where your heart is. If you're naturals, then compete at natural events. If you're not, then compete there. And that is 100% correct, Dale.
Yes.
I think we're all in agreement here. I'm going to move on this in another direction here, guys, if I can do that. Because we have a question here from Jake. that I want to be sure we get in here. And Javier, he wants to know what it is that you're going to be offering to competitors at for competitors at your show.
So the first show, which is here in about, I would say it's a little less than 4 weeks, it's on May the 11th, that is a 100% amateur show. So we will offer, even though money will not be, you know, money winnings and many, you know, money, actual money prizes will not be given, we will have huge prizes. I mean, like I said, we have a lot of sponsors. We're going to have big, big prizes. And what I like about this particular show is that it gives everybody an opportunity. If you're a freshman at competing, if you've been competing for several years, gives you the opportunity, you know, if you're not a pro yet, to get on stage, you know, practice the posing, go to the mandatories, and hopes. And this is a pro qualifier. So, yeah, it may be an amateur show, but there is pro qualification. We also have Team USA qualification at this particular show. So, I mean, we're definitely offering those two things, you know, get pro qualified or get Team USA qualified and go out and compete, you know, towards the end of the year and hopefully as a pro. And then, of course, huge prizes. And I think and just the fact that it's going to be organized. You know, it's a good show. It was really good last year. And, you know, it's a great stage and just it ran. You know, you're always nervous at the first time. You're like, oh, no, you know, technical difficulties and the music's not going to work or something's not going to work. But I, you know, knock on wood, but it went really, really well. And so to offer, you know, natural bodybuilders, it's, you know, again, great prizes, really good sponsors, the opportunity to be featured on Iron Man Magazine, because we will, you know, we will have Iron Man Magazine staff there and, you know, they will be taking pictures. And so, you know, our shows will be featured on that magazine. You may come out, you may not, but you just never know. And then at the end of the year in October, on October the 5th, that is a Pro-Am show. And that one is a natural Olympia qualifier. It is a pro qualifier as well. There will be money, you know, prizes. And so there we will have both. We have a little bit of everything. And being part of the INBA, there are so many categories. I don't know if you guys are aware of all the categories, but, you know, you got physically challenged and you've got Body Quest, which is, you know, a transformation category. One of them, you know, I feel like, you know, this one seems to be, you know, kind of popular, but the Bikini Mamas. And if you guys are aware, that's, you know, it's for those moms that have had kids, you know, for, you know, up to a year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, you know, sometimes they want to bounce back and get on stage and they may not be at, you know, the two-piece bikini level yet. It's a, you know, they got a little way to transition. And so there really is a category for every single level of athlete. I mean, beach body, I mean, tattoo, you name it, mixed pairs. We still have mixed pairs. We still have women's bodybuilding that's still there. We're not going to remove that. I know a lot of organizations seem to be removing that, and I can see why, but I know in the drug tested organizations, and Kaylin, I don't know if you can attest to this, but I haven't seen anyone remove, you know, from their competitions. And then we go masters. We've got master divisions. We've got ultra master divisions. We got grand master divisions. So we got, you know, if you're 70, 80 years old, you're still in great shape. Come to Dallas, get on stage and compete. Why not?
No doubt. Now, mm-hmm. One of the things I've seen, and I'm really loving this, is that we do have an elderly market that's still readily available. And I'm mm-hmm. loving the fact that they're still in such great shape. They're defying the years. And it's really nice to see, because it motivates the person that basically starts later in life with their health and fitness, and they figure, you know, it's always that understanding that, you know, it's too late. We're always told that, you know, you waited too long. And you know, there's a lot of positive people, but sadly, we're not gathering together like we should. And I love the fact that at natural events, we do have, and we do have that environment, and we do have that platform. And now that we're doing more and more seminars and posing seminars, you have more positive people getting together more often. And that's, if nothing else, that's definitely needed in this country, because, you know, we deal with such a negative environment for, you know, basically day to day, week to week. And it is sad to say, but, you know, we do see that happening more and more often. And with the climate, the current climate of negativity, it's in demand, whether we understand that. We definitely need to be more positive more often. And what better way than a person that doesn't have to hide their intent for competition, their reason for competing, and they can share openly what motivates and drives them to do so without the fear of being exposed for the drug use that we've seen happen to so many. I've always spoke about, you know, when I learned that Hulk Hogan was, you know, not taking his dry vitamins and drinking his milk, how it defeated me in a way, because I was really trying to be that guy working out incredibly hard. And if I just did my thing, brother, and, you know, somehow, some way, I was going to look that size and have those 22-inch pythons, and only to find, you know, that his way and his choice was something that I could never be, because it was a choice I would never do. So, you know, when talking about the Man magazine, and you get to read someone's backstory, and you get to read, you know, what motivated them, you can keep that and share it with others. And like you said, Javier, there's proof now that what I'm saying is not insane, and it's not just me. Because a lot of times we get isolated because sometimes we're the only person in the gym, in the region, or sometimes in the family. And without that extra voice to speak up with us, sometimes we're left on an island. And not too many people want to follow through with either believing it, for one, or understanding it, for two, and sometimes living out that life, for three. So it's a lot that happens when you have that proof in the pudding, and you have not just one person, but a whole magazine dedicated to the insanity that we call a hobby and a way of life.
Yes, I agree. I agree. That is, that's perfectly said. And I really do like what you said earlier about, you know, having, you know, they probably would, you know, kill us for saying this, but the elderly or older competitors. But why is that? It's a lifestyle. It's a healthier lifestyle that gives that athlete the longevity to compete at 60, 70, maybe even 80, because I have seen that before. But quite honestly, in natural bodybuilding competitions that I've been to, in my experience, the most competitive, the most difficult classes up there seem to be the masters, those in their 40s and 50s, like men and women. Those are some tough, tough classes. I've seen women in their 40s and 50s completely smash a physique or figure or a bikini competitor in their 20s. I have seen it. I mean, multiple times I've seen it. And but I think it's that muscle maturity and just the longevity, and you're just in the sport year after year after year, and you keep honing your craft, and you're perfecting your posing, your technique. Like, it really does, you know, just putting in that year after year. It's a huge, you can see it. You can see, do you guys know who Monica Steiner is? I met her years ago, and right now she's, she does physique. She's a PNBA pro physique. She's like a world champ. I met her it must've been like 10 years ago when I first met her. She's one example that, you know, has gone over the last 10 years. She's in her early 50s now, and you look at her physique compared to when she, you know, when I had first seen her, it's unbelievable. You know, she's little, but you see her and ripped, completely in crazy condition on stage. But, you know, she could easily get up there and beat anyone in their 20s, 30s, or 40s easily. But it's that choice. It's that choice to just live that lifestyle, and it gives you longevity. It really does.
Well, I have to say, go Masters, because I follow that class. So keep it going, guys. We've got a plug in here for Ray Banowski, who is the promoter of the show that Kaylin was just in. He says, our overall bikini winner was out of the Masters class. I can't believe Kaylin hasn't shared that news. So, Kaylin, I think you're getting called out on that one.
Oh.
But anyway, we will do a recap. We will have a recap of that show, so don't you worry, Ray. We're going to get it out there. But yes, so what Javier is saying is 100% correct. There are a lot of masters that are cleaning up the open class, and I'm always so super excited to see that because it just shows the longevity of the sport and that, you know, you take good care of your body, it's going to continue to perform for you. So it's good stuff, good stuff there. I've got a quick question here that I'm going to throw out there. It's from Linda. It goes back to Iron Man Magazine, and she's wondering, how can you verify that everyone in the magazine is drug-free? And, Linda, I'm going to say we can't, but that's a question for Pecos, who spearheads that effort, and that's a question that we will ask her. So all I can say is the athletes being featured in that magazine – they're being featured as natural athletes. They've competed in natural shows. They've won natural shows. They've passed the drug testing. So there is that aspect. Yeah. But to confirm that they're still, you know, on the up and up, we'll have to ask Denise what her processes are. So
you can. I mean, our hopes are that every athlete, just like, you know, you talked about that quote from Brandon Lirio, and it's like, if you're natural, compete, stay that way, compete that way. If you're not, then, you know, stay on the other side, and just let's all play fair on our own turf. So our hopes that yes, every single athlete that is on there, you know, they say that they're drug free, that we have to trust that they say that they are. And again, back to going to the Denny Kekos and to Doug Grant, they are holding that magazine to a very, very high standard, you know, Olympic level athletes. And so are testing, you know, kind of like you alluded a little bit, Desiree, there's always that one person that might just want to get squeaked by. And at least to me, Kaylin, Desiree, maybe you guys can agree, disagree, but at least in my experience, I feel a lot of those athletes that have tried to sneak their way through and get onto a drug tested stage, and somehow they beat the polygraph somehow. Maybe they were not picked for random testing, or they may have not been tested for urinalysis testing. A lot of those, I feel like they get to our stages because they cannot compete at their own. They're not competitive. They're not good enough. So they decide, well, you know what? I'm still using 10 different chemicals. I'm still not good enough. But you know what? I might be able to beat that drug-free guy, which is, again, it's a sad situation that you would stoop that low to say, I can beat that guy. Again, I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I feel like that's what I have seen.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a weak mentality. It's a really sad state of being, and it really speaks very poorly of how little the people think of themselves. I think one of the best statements I ever heard is the person that needs to look a certain way for other people to see them a certain way is really sad. I mean, it's a cry for help. And when you know, they're looked up to, they're getting the attention that they crave and covet, but they never see that in themselves. And I think, you know, when we feed into that mentality and thinking, it only makes them weaker because they're getting their sustenance spiritually from something that can't be sustained. And it's a really sad state of being when you realize how quickly they will remove themselves from existence, whether it be drug abuse or suicide, you know, when that sustainability has been removed. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword for them, and they're basically using it on themselves. And as much as people might applaud them, they're not helping them in the slightest. It's worse than enabling. And you basically have such a weak minded individual that as soon as you remove the attention from them, then they go back to nothing.
And that is kind of sad because they always were so much more than that before they, you know, decided to make their choice to do whatever they wanted to do. They just didn't recognize it in themselves. So anyway, I'm gonna move us along, guys. We've got about 8 minutes left in the show before we get cut off, because Blog Talk Radio will cut us off. Although we keep recording, so if we ever get cut off on a show, guys, and we weren't finished, you can always go back to the archives and catch the end of it, but they will cut us off. And I don't want to be cut off, Javier, before we can learn where we find out more information about your shows, if we want to get registered, if we just want to stalk your show, where do we go?
Okay. I do most of my updates will be on Instagram. And there you can find me at Javier Corpofort. That's JAVIERCORPOFORT. It's quite long. It's one word, Javier Corpofort. You can go to naturalbodybuilding.com, and that's where you can register for my events. You go to naturalbodybuilding.com, click on the events. You scroll down the calendar, and you can see competitions in your area. If you're on the West Coast, East Coast, North, wherever you are, you can find a show, an IMBA or PMBA Pro-Am show. You can find that on there. And then also, the website's a little bit under construction, but you can go on to corpofort.com, find some information. But I think the easiest thing, Facebook or Instagram, you know, I try to put daily updates on there, if not a couple throughout the week. And that's the best place to do it. Again, you can also you can easily text me, call me, and I'll give my number out. It's 214-677-6072. You can shoot me a quick text. You can call me, leave me a message, and you know I try to call back very, very quickly. I email back. You know, send me a message on Instagram. It's I'm easily you can get a hold of me in any way. And of course, you guys. I'll definitely shoot you guys my email address and number. So if anybody else has continued or other questions or if they need my contact information, you guys can definitely share that with them.
Yes, and share it we will. One last question here. It's not even a question. I guess it is kind of a question. I'm blurring my thoughts. So I'm thinking of shout-outs, and I'm thinking of motivation, though. I'm thinking of words of advice. So I would like to do both. I'd actually like some words of advice for any new competitors that might be thinking of, man, I really like what this guy is saying. I'm on the fence. I think I'd like to do a show, but I'm not sure. And then after that, you can lay on us your shout outs to anyone and everyone that has been supportive to you in your journey. So there you have it. Lay it on us, Javier.
I tell everyone, if you want to do a show, do one. Just do one. You may not be, if you're a guy and you're kind of just new at the game and you're not at that men's bodybuilder level or, you know, classic physique or even men's physique, start at the, you know, start kind of a little more, I shouldn't say tame, but a little less, you know, muscular, less defined. You know, you start at the bottom. We've got, you know, sports model, you've got beach body. There is a level for everyone. It doesn't make a difference. You know, we got kids fitness, teen fitness. Start somewhere. I think you just got to get in there, get your feet wet. You may not be in the best shape that you think you need to be in, but, you know, you get in there, you start practicing, you're motivated. You see other people that you want to look like and you want to be at particular divisions or categories. It's motivating to be up there, and sometimes it can be a little humbling, and that might be a motivator. Okay. I would hope that's a little motivating. You get up there and you're like, man, if I could adjust in this a little bit better, just get up there. That's what I just say. You just got to do it. You're never going to be ready ever. I feel like you're just never ready. You just got to jump in head first and just get yourself in the culture. I guess that's the best I can put it.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Shout out.
I don't know how much time we have, but I get in there, I think I definitely want to say thank you for you guys giving me this opportunity. It's been fun. Definitely, it was exciting. I'd love to do it again sometime. If you guys are ever in Texas, in Dallas, hit me up and you know, we can, maybe you guys can come see a show, or we can get to the gym, we can kind of spend some time and brainstorm on some things. But before we get cut off, I definitely want to say that. I just want to say thank you to both of you for giving me this opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to just be on the show and share with us, and for taking the opportunity to promote natural bodybuilding in Dallas. Fabulous. We got about 1 minute, or maybe we got no time left. So on behalf of Javier, Natural Bodybuilding in Texas, Snickerdoodle is Snickerfoodle. I said it there for you, Kaylin.
Thank you,
the boys from PPC Muscle and myself, your body is a temple. So let's build it.
With Snickerdoodle.
Thank you.